my grandfather's name was Moscahosa. Moscahosa was my grandpa's spirit. And when I came into this world in the early 50s, the first hands that laid hold of me was the hands of a medicine woman.
Stai Gute, welcome my friends to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Today we'll hear more from Gary Kuigwish, an Oji Cree from the North Caribou Lake First Nation, as he shares what happened after an amazing encounter with his Creator.
And as I gathered myself together, I realized that I was on the floor. So great was the presence of God, I thought we were going to die. So heavy was the load of sin, crushing the heavy load on my back. I couldn't even speak. Couldn't even lift up my eyes. God was in there. I begged for mercy. I don't know what words I said, but God heard me. You see, in those days, I couldn't talk. I stuttered. I couldn't even say my name. But I asked God to save me. I understood right there and then who Jesus was, why he came to this earth, why he was on the cross, why he was crucified, why his body was broken. I understood. It all became clear. And God touched me that day. And I got up from the floor. Jake Strine got up too. Dana Shigashi got up. We were so relieved that God touched us, saved us. And Albert thought this was all a show, this was all a joke. And he walked out, leaving us. And we barely caught him. And he stopped and came in, and he shared with us once again God sending his Son into this world to save sinners. And we were chief of sinners, that we needed to ask Jesus to be our Savior. And he read verses to us, and he led us in a sinner's prayer. What a glorious experience. All my burdens were gone. I felt light. And what happened was, there was curfew in that school, and they turned the light off. And Albert spoke to us in the dark. And even slept in the room with us. Late into the night we spoke. And he spoke about God. And the wonder of it all. He spoke of his adventure with God. How he was serving him. He said he was serving the greatest of the great. The master of masters. And it was a privilege for him to serve Jesus, to serve God. Finally fell asleep. And what a peaceful sleep. My torment, my fears were gone. Next morning I woke and Albert was there. And he said to me, "You know what happened to you last night?" I said, "Yeah." I've become a Christian. I've become a child of God. He says, yeah, that's what happened. But you know what happened? Something else, he said. I said, what? I said, I don't know. He says, well, last night, I don't know if you were sleeping or if you were awake. All of a sudden, it's as if you woke and you said, and you shouted. He said, something wonderful happened to me. Jesus came into my heart. I didn't know I said it, but that's what he said that I said. And since that time to this day, I know God, sovereign God, is real. I know he sent his son, Jesus. And I know the power of the Holy Spirit. For it was him that changed me into another person, a child of God. I have verses down through the years. I remember in Psalms, I believe it is one of the first verses that I had was, I think it's Psalm 34, I'm not sure, verse 8, or Psalm 32. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. And so I can say, I can give this affirmation that this verse is real. God has instructed me, and he's taught me great things all along the way these 40 years. And he's counseled me in the way that I go. He says, I will guide thee with mine eye. And that's how I have known God. He has guided me with his eye. A lot of things have happened since my conversion days. I can say since 73, after I finished high school, I went to Bible school in 1975. Graduated in 78. From 76 to this very day, I've been in ministry in service of the Lord. I've been serving God. Regarding this gospel message, it is truly a message for all people. I grew up with a father who was of the Red Path movement, the traditional faith. My father and his father. My grandfather's name was Moscahosa. Moscahosa was my grandpa's spirit. And when I came into this world in the early 50s, the first hands that laid hold of me was the hands of a medicine woman. I grew up in the traditional power and counter belief system. My grandpa was what they call a water walker. He was a shifter. And my father walked in there. And those of you who may be listening and saying, oh, this Jesus is the white man's gospel. No, truly isn't. My father could attest to that, that this message is a message for all people. My father, who was a devout Red Movement man, became a child of God. And the first elders of the church were converted medicine men. who still retain and kept and preserved their language and their culture. Even to this day, we speak our native tongue. We do the traditional ways of life. We are First Nations people. God made us to be First Nations people. We think Indian. We act Indian. And so I'd like to encourage you to be open-minded and look at this message. Read the Word of God, for it's a book for all people. God will touch you and change your heart, and you will be changed into another man. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I had heard many times through my mother telling us the story or repeating what she had heard in the church message about Jesus. And I come to know Jesus through my mother, but it really hit home when I was convicted of my sins and received him as my Savior. Jesus truly is the Son of God. And he came into this world. He lived here on earth for a very short time, 33 years, they say. His ministry was like 3 years. And they crucified him. But you know, his name and his death and resurrection affects the whole world. Many, many people of many, many nations follow Jesus. And he's coming soon. And I look forward to that day. This is my story. I'm one of the redeemed sinners that God saved so many years ago. And I'll go to the ends of the earth to tell his story, to tell this message. I thank God I can give my testimony to you today. I pray that you too will receive Christ. If you've never received Christ, God can change you.
How about you, my friend? Are you one of the redeemed sinners that God has saved? Not only can he save us, he can rescue us from the powers of darkness, because Jesus is greater than the spirits. Have you received him as your Savior? If not, what's holding you back? What God has done for us is amazing. He paid our sins penalty at the cross and offers forgiveness and new life to whoever will receive Jesus Christ. Listen to how Jesus put it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, that whoever includes you. Turn to God and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you will be one of God's redeemed. If you have any questions or comments, you can write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. Our web address is withoutreservation.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.